Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another program within our series Islamic Manners. Alhamdulillah, we have been discussing various topics in relation to Islamic mannerisms. Today's topic is regarding speaking while smiling. So our manner of guftugu, our manner of speaking to one another, in light of the blessed ahadith, what has been guided to the Muslims. So inshallah, we will delve right into the beautiful narrations. It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, you cannot make people happy with your wealth, but your amiability and good manners can make them happy. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is telling us the key to people's hearts, and that is through your good manners, through your good character, your gentleness and your softness when approaching people. So my dear viewers, let us learn a lesson from this beautiful narration that when we conduct our affairs, whether it be with family, whether it be with friends or society at large, always show gentleness, kindness and selflessness when dealing with other people. Another beautiful narration by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching us the concept of charity within Islam, how far it goes, as well as how should a Muslim be when you meet another person? So Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet of Mercy, the King of Medina, the last and final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the best sadaqah is that you pour water from your container to your brother's container and meet him cordially. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, here the concept of charity has been given, that if you possess water and if you would like a form of charity to be written in your book of deeds, then pouring water from your own glass into your fellow brother, i.e. any Muslim or any person's glass. Furthermore, it mentions meeting a fellow believer cordially. This means to meet them with love, with respect, with gentleness, and also considering their situation. Showing a, as they say in English, putting your best foot forward. Whenever you meet someone, Islam tells us that the one who shows more passion, more enthusiasm, more love within his engagement of the greeting, he gets more reward. And this is also highlighted in the narrations which tell us regarding a person, a Muslim, should give salam first. Because there are many benefits for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the one who gives salam first. He attains more reward. He is closer to the people's hearts as well. My dear viewers, now we will mention a beautiful mannerism which was revived within Islam. And I would say our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the best at this particular action. And what is that action? It is the excellence of smiling at your fellow Muslim brother. So there are numerous ahadith in this regard. I have just selected a few, inshallah, that I would like to present before you. So this is coming under mannerisms within Islam, and now, in particular, how we should be when we meet other people. Now, this is not necessarily for a person's friends or people that he meets often, or even those people who he meets on a one-off. But rather, let us try to inculcate this habit within our homes first. So with our family, with our spouses, with our children, try our best to inculcate this beautiful habit, inshallah. You will find that the tension, the worry within the home will already automatically start reducing because of your andaz of smile, because of your smiling nature. So there's a beautiful narration reported by Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who reported that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, filling your brother's cup with water from your own cup is sadaqah, is charity. For you to call people towards righteousness and prevent them from evil is sadaqah, i.e. charity. Your smiling at your Muslim brother is charity. And showing the way to someone who is lost is also sadaqah, charity. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this narration has amazing lessons within it. Let us try to dissect this narration and go through each of the points mentioned. So here in this narration, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is educating the Muslims on the different forms of sadaqah. Because when we look at the word sadaqah, when we hear sadaqah, we think financial. I need to give some money, I need to give some monetary aid or financial aid to a particular matter. That is charity as well. However, the concept of charity in Islam goes beyond money, goes beyond assets, goes beyond monetary donations. But rather, if we look at this narration, just pouring water from your cup into your fellow brother's cup is also an act of charity. This is so beautiful that we can act upon this without any difficulty. How beautiful is our deen of Islam that there are so many actions that it doesn't require money from us. It doesn't require much effort from us either. But it just requires a heart that is willing to please his fellow Muslim brother. To instill happiness into the heart of your fellow Muslim brother. And we know this to be one of the greatest acts of worship after the obligations. And what is that? To instill happiness into the heart of a fellow believer. So let us make the intention, inshallah, that from today's program, from now onwards, we will try our best to have this mindset. Within the boundaries of the Islamic law, we will instill happiness into the hearts of our fellow Muslims. So this was the first point. The second point, how beautiful and how profound this message is. If we are to invite our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters towards the obedience of Allah Almighty, towards righteousness, towards being God conscious, this is an act of charity for us. This will be written that this person is charitable. Now how beautiful is that? Because this is one of the key messages of Islam, that within the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the believers, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are the best of all the nations that have come, i.e. O Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the best of all nations. What is the reason? You are the best of all nations that has come out from the people. But why? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You command people, you advise people, you enjoin people towards righteousness. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you forbid them from evil. So here in this narration, we are taught that if you call people towards righteousness, call people towards the masajid, call people towards the obedience of Allah, call people to adopt the sunnah and the way of the Prophet ﷺ, as well as preventing them from evil, which is another action, this will be a means of charity for us. So my dear viewers, when we look at the word charity, after today's program, our mind will expand. Our understanding of the concept of charity, inshallah, will expand, and we can also impart this knowledge onto our loved ones, family and friends as well. Another point mentioned in this very narration was that a believer smiling at another believer is an act of charity. As mentioned in the narration, your smiling at your fellow brother is an act of charity. Now, how easy is this action? If we reflect over this concept of smiling. Smiling itself is a huge science behind it. My dear viewers, there's so many impacts. There is so many benefits of smiling at your fellow Muslim. And not only are the benefits for the receiver of your smile, but also upon yourself. Your body, your brain, the nerves in your system, all of them begin to change. If you are in a state of where you are sad, smiling, inshallah, will open up those blocked avenues within the body. Where your body has become restricted due to sadness or grief, smiling will open these things. When you smile, this will bring not only a change within your physical state, people can see that you are happy, but also within your heart, when you are smiling genuinely, from the bottom of your heart, sincerely, then this will have an impact on your heart and mind as well. So my dear viewers, this sunnah is one that we're going to speak more about today as well, and how as Muslims we need to revive this sunnah. Because smiling, inshallah, will change your environment. And by changing your environment, you can change your actions as well. And this is why Islam emphasizes on performing those actions that will better oneself and also better the society. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ The best of people are those who give benefit to people. And this is why, my dear viewers, smiling is that act of charity which doesn't cost a penny. It doesn't require much effort, but it requires a sound heart and a heart willing to revive the prophetic way, inshallah, azza wa jal. The final point mentioned in this narration was in relation to showing someone the way. So whilst you are walking on the pavement and you come across a person and they meet you and they say, I'm sorry, I need to go to, for example, the library. Could you let me know? Do you know where it is? If you are aware of the location and you can even find out the location, then my dear viewers, you should try and show that person the path. If somebody is saying, can you tell me where the local masjid is? Then if when you inform that person of the correct way, this is an act of charity for you. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, how beautiful is the religion of Islam? The concepts, the ideologies, and the way of reforming society. If you look at this message that has been instilled within the hearts of the believers, this is something that we as Muslims need to revive today. Because when we show the true image of Islam to the people, this is when people will come closer towards Islam. And this is what we want. We want people to know regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want people to see Islam for its true nature, its true beauty, that in today's society, it has been covered by many different attacks. May Allah Almighty bless each and every one of us. Another narration, my dear viewers, in relation to smiling, is an incident that transpired between a husband and a wife. It's reported by Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu anhu that his blessed wife, Sayyida Umme Darda radiallahu anha, she stated that he used to smile so much whilst talking. And when she inquired from her husband that why do you do this? People would think that you are insane. People will begin to say things against you that you're smiling so much whilst conversing with people. But what was the reply of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu? This is the reply that we need to give to people as well. If they come to us and say, why are you smiling so much? You should say, because Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, he had seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During his blessed conversations, he would continue to smile. So what is the beautiful saying in Urdu? They say, Kisi ki ada ko ada kar raha hoon. Kisi ki ada ko ada kar raha hoon. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful narration, we can see how the Sahaba Kiram would take on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us make an intention as well, inshallah. When we are conversing with people, and when appropriate, we will bring a smile to our face to revive this sunnah and this way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another narration mentioned by Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reported that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation, I would say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to instill fear into the people. And when there was no revelation, no wahi, then the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most smiling and obliging of all. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, from this narration, we understand how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile during his conversations. When he would meet the fellow companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he would meet people generally, his smile would overwhelm people's hearts. They would become more inclined and fall in love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, O Muslims, we need to revive this practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I pray for the one who revives this sunnah, may Allah Almighty illuminate your hearts and minds. May you smile from within as well. May Allah remove your difficulties and worries for the sake of reviving this blessed sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing how a believer should be during conversation and the Islamic etiquettes and mannerisms when conversing with other people. Another beautiful aspect within the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his noble teachings was the excellence of his leniency and tolerancy with fellow people. So as mannerisms amongst them is that when you are dealing with people, you should be lenient, you should be kind with people. We're going to start off this discussion and continue it inshallah within our next program. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He has reported that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, undoubtedly, Allah Almighty shows leniency and likes leniency. He azza wa jal bestows the reward on his bondsman for leniency that he does not bestow for strictness. Another word for leniency here could be replaced with a gentleness. Now, within this narration, my dear viewers, we have been taught to be gentle and to be lenient with people. This is a beautiful concept within Islam, which can reform our society if Muslims, on an individual scale, begin to take this matter within their lives. When we are dealing with people, people will come across us in many different forms and ways, some against our temperaments. But my dear viewers, try your best to remember these beautiful sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that indeed Allah Almighty loves kindness, gentleness, leniency. And Allah Almighty Himself shows mercy, shows kindness towards the creation. This is why, my dear viewers, as a believer, we need to revive this practice within our lives today. Let us teach our children via our actions. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, they will embody this prophetic quality as well. And this quality that has been mentioned to be one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He shows upon His creation. It is reported by Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu anha, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Almighty likes easiness in every matter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now here, my dear viewers, the scholars of Islam educate us regarding leniency, i.e. when dealing with affairs with people, how we should conduct ourselves. Try your best when you are dealing with people to understand both situations. Don't rush to a judgment. And when you are dealing with people, when you wish to reform someone, then show gentleness, leniency and kindness to them, all within the boundaries of the Islamic law. And this is where our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed life, it shines like a beautiful example for us. That when people mistreated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he responded with kindness. And when it comes to the concept of being gentle, we also know in other narrations where our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that thing which has gentleness within it, it is beautified. Meaning gentleness within affairs, when you are speaking to people, when you are reforming, when you are trying to reconcile between two parties, gentleness is the approach for all Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to embody this quality, and not only embody this ourselves, but we should also teach this to our children, to our family, to our communities as well. Because gentleness is what we need to bring back within our lives. This is a message within the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that we are very harsh in our dealings, but if we come back to the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, we can reform our society collectively. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us and enable us to follow in the prophetic way. Until our next program, where we will continue with this very topic of showing kindness and gentleness to the creation of Allah Almighty. Furthermore, may Allah Almighty bless you. And until our next program, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic manners, smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners, light each place. Islamic manners.